You are listening to the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with Aqua Alex. On the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, any and everything tropical fish and aquariums will be discussed. From freshwater to saltwater, cichlids to clownfish, Aqua Alex has you covered. What tropical fish topic is up for discussion today? Let's find out. Aqua Alex, take it away.
Ooh, yeah! Aqua Alex has a new fish keeping group on Facebook. All of you, the wonderful tropical fish keepers, to join. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother. This fish group is better than any other fish keeping group out there, dude. On our Facebook fish group, we allow tropical fish sales, brother. Tropical fish pictures, dude. And YouTube videos. And much more. We have over 400 passionate tropical fish keepers, brother. And we want you. Well, Alex invites you to join the official Facebook group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Yeah, after all, it's for the love of fish. Ooh, yeah! Attention, fishomaniacs! The Facebook fishkeeping group name is For the Love of Fish. Now, wait a second, dude. Love is not spelled L-O-V-E. Ooh, it's spelled L-U-V. So when you go searching for the group, it's for the L-U-V of fish, brother. Go on Facebook search and search groups for our group, For the L-U-V of fish. For quicker access, just go to facebook.com/groups/the L-U-V of fish/ Yeah. Go join now, brother. So fish keepers, what you gonna do when your love of fish runs wild on you? Ooh, yeah! The cream of the crop will always rise to the top. Need a little excitement? Check out For the Love of Fish. Ooh, yeah!
Hello, tropical fish keepers. Welcome to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, coming to you from my fish room right here in Springfield, Massachusetts. I know it's been a long time since I've released a new episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, but that's because I've been working a lot. I have a job where I have to work 5 to 6 days a week, and I haven't had the time to record episodes for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. But now I am working into my schedule a couple of days where I can record episodes for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, and I'm going to have some new episodes coming out that you're going to enjoy. I can't wait to push some new episodes of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Today's episode is going to be a small episode, but with a big milestone. We're going to celebrate 20,000 listens today. And I want to thank you for 20,000 listens for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Today I'm going to have a couple of fish topics to share with you, and then I'm going to have a message for all my listeners who support me and listen to all of my shows. And then we're going to finish the show with a song from an up-and-coming artist. So I hope you're ready for a great show. So I woke up yesterday morning and I logged on to my podcast stats page and I saw that we have 20,000 total listens. That's right, fish keepers. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast has now reached 20,000 total listens. 20K total listens. I want to say thank you to every single fish keeper who has taken the time to listen to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast episodes. I want to thank you for your support by listening listening to the show, and I want to thank you for your support of the show. I have gotten a lot of great feedback from Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Thank you for your great reviews you have been giving me on iTunes and other podcast platforms. I really appreciate the love that you are giving me. I love the tropical fish hobby. I love fish, and I love doing podcasts. I really am enjoying having the opportunity to discuss the things that I love the most, and that is tropical fish, with fish keepers from all around the world. I really am passionate about tropical fish, and it shows on this podcast. I am ecstatic about meeting new tropical fish keepers from around the world, and I have made friends from some of the guests that I've had on this podcast, so this is a wonderful experience. We are growing strong, and Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast will soon be one of the top fish keeping podcasts out there, if it isn't already there. So I really am enjoying doing the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. 20,000 listens in what, almost a year? Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast started in May of 2018. So it's almost a full year later, we have 20,000 listens. Back in May of 2018, I believe we were at 7,000 to 8,000 listens. Now we're at 20,000 listens. That's 20,000 wonderful fish keepers who have taken the time to listen to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. So once again, I thank you for your support, and I thank you for your listen. If it wasn't for you, the fish keepers, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast would not be what it is today. It would not be the success that it is today. I know I've been missing for a few months here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, but like I said, that's because of my work schedule. But moving forward, I'm going to have at least one episode a week, and there will be some new content coming to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. So like I said, I'm going to have some new episodes and new series coming to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I actually have a new series coming out this Friday. It's going to be a wonderful fish keeping series. It's going to be a fish keeping talk show. So think of Saturday Night Live, but fish keeping style. It's going to be a Friday night tradition for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Every single Friday night, I'm going to release a fish keeping talk show. It's going to be a natural flowing, unscripted, ad-libbed talk show where I'm going to have various tropical fish topics every Friday night, and I may even have some fish keepers as guests on the show. I'm also planning on having tropical fish keeper interviews with fish keepers from all around the world, and I'll be releasing their episodes here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. We are quickly approaching 200 episodes. That's right, the 200th episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is coming up shortly. I have some great fish keeping special guests planned for that show and some wonderful segments. So as you can hear, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast has a lot of awesome things coming in the spring and summer of this year. If you are a new listener listening to this episode and listening to the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast for the first time, I really recommend sticking around and listening to some of our archived episodes and get a feel for what I, Aqua Alex, am truly about. I really love the tropical fish keeping hobby. I love tropical fish, and I love the podcast. So I really advise you to stick around, tune into my new episodes, and check out my old episodes. Follow the page, subscribe to us on iTunes, like my Facebook page, the Aquarium Network, and join our Facebook group for the love of fish, for the LUV of fish. Now, I've done multiple podcasts over the last 4 or 5 years. I've had one fishkeeping podcast that did quite well, and that was the Aquatic Wetline. But I must admit to all the fishkeepers that Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is my absolute favorite podcast because we are growing so quickly. 20,000 listens. What an incredible milestone. My next goal is to get to 50,000 listens and then 1 million listens. So once again, thank you, everybody. Now it's time to talk about tropical fish. A lot of people have asked me what tropical fish am I keeping currently. Well, I have some of the same fish that I've had before I took my hiatus from this podcast. I consider myself to be a catfish freak. I have a lot of catfish. If I had to guess, I'd say that I'd have close to a dozen catfish in my aquarium right now. I really, really love catfish. Most of the catfish that I have come from South America. I really enjoy catfish. So here's what I have for catfish. I have 6 black tip mouse catfish, also known as green karashuki catfish, also known as Hasar oriensis. Very beautiful schooling Dorid catfish that come from Peru, Colombia, and South America. I have a Megalodorus irwini, which is a zebra Raphael, giant growing, grows to 28 inches. I have an Oxodorus niger, also known as a ripsaw catfish, can grow up to 36 inches. I have a vulture catfish, which can grow up to about 18 inches. I've got 3 ornate pictus cats, which are very rare, and they can grow to about 10 to 12 inches. They're very beautiful catfish. We'll have a show dedicated to them. I have a 4-line Pictus catfish, which grows to be about 8 inches. And last but not least, the only catfish that is not from South America. It comes from Africa and is one of my favorite catfish that I've currently owned and I'm currently owning. And that is the giraffe catfish. Very beautiful fish. I really enjoy the giraffe cat. Eats like a pig and he's doing well. Now, I've recently rekindled my love for angelfish. And I have 3 angelfish right now. I have 2 gorgeous koi angels, and I have a marbled angelfish right now. And I'm planning on getting a couple more angelfish. I also have 2 bala sharks that I really enjoy. I plan on adding a few more bala sharks to my aquarium. And I also have, I just got it on Friday, but I also have a large red-spotted gold severum, super red-spotted gold severum, a beautiful fish. And I really enjoy those kinds of severums. Now, I'm not a captive fish keeper or a captive bred type of fish keeper, but I do like the captive bred angelfish, and I do really love the super red-spotted gold severums. So that's why they're in my aquarium. So you're probably saying, that's a lot of fish that I'm keeping. What size tank do I have? Well, currently, right now, I have a 90-gallon aquarium, but I'm going to be upgrading when I move. I'm going to be moving to Florida, as some of you may know, and when I move to Florida, I plan on getting a larger aquarium, like a 180-gallon aquarium. So that is what I have for a tropical fish currently, and I've rehomed my silver arowana to a family that has a 220-gallon aquarium, and they were looking for an arowana, so he went to a great home, a much larger home that I could provide at this time. So that's what I'm keeping for tropical fish. Now I want to talk about some fish that I'd like to add to my collection. Like I said, I want some more angelfish. However, not captive bred. I want wild-caught angelfish. I really love the Peruvian altums. Now, these are not true altums. They are actually wild-caught scalar angelfish. But they are absolutely beautiful. I love the Peru altums, or the Peru scalar angelfish. And I'll definitely be getting some of them. If you look up on Google, Rio Nene angelfish, you will see how beautiful they are. Yellow coloration, spots, beautiful stripes, beautiful long fins. They look as good, if not better, than altum angels. So I definitely want a small school of them. I'm trying to track them down at an affordable price for me. But when I find them, I'm going to get them, and I'm going to enjoy them. Now, when I move and I settle down and I get to set up another aquarium, I want altum angels. And altum angels are very nice. I'm going to do a tank of true altum angels, and then I'm going to add angels that are called dantum angelfish. And dantum angelfish are a angelfish that is crossed between an altum and a scalar. So it's an altum and scalar angelfish hybrid, and they look absolutely beautiful. Now go to DiscusMadness.com, go under Angelfish, and click on Dantum Angelfish, and you will see how beautiful they are. A very gorgeous looking angelfish. I also would like to do Discus in my Altum Angel and Dantum tank, so that's something to consider in the future. I'd like Festivums to go in my 180 community, so that's something I'm going to consider in the future. Maybe some more Severums, maybe some Waru. And then I'd also like to have a monster pond that I can have in Florida, housing redtail cats and Paku. So that's my future for 2019 and moving on, because I'm moving to Florida and I cannot wait. Now, I recommend every fish keeper to at least do one water change a week. Tomorrow, I'm going to be doing my water change for the week. And it's really important that fish keepers keep up on water changes. Remember, the cleaner the water, the happier the fish. So always make sure to be doing your water changes, because it is important and vital to help keep your fish happy, help keep your fish healthy, and help them grow. As fish grow, they release enzymes into the water, and if there's enough enzymes in the water, it can slow the growth of your fish. So always keep up with your water changes. Do at least one water change a week. Now, tomorrow, I have to unplug all my filters and clean them out, get all the gunk out of them. It's important to clean your filters at least once or twice every 2 months. You want to get rid of all that gunk that's clogging your filter. Otherwise, your tank's always going to be cloudy, and your filters are going to clog up, and you're not going to be able to suck out any excess debris. So you always want to keep that in mind. Every 2 months or so, you should always clean your filters. So it's very, very important that you clean your filters. The last thing I think I should talk about for today's show is a tribute to a man who loved Frontosias. This man tragically lost his life in a house fire trying to save his daughter. His name is Ken Nijin from Frontosias R Us. I am a fan of Frontosia's myself, and I know that this man sold Frontosia's and loved Frontosia's, so it is my duty to show some respect to Ken Nijin and give him a moment of silence. So let's have a moment of silence right now for Ken Nijin, the owner of Frontosia's R Us and a beloved member of the tropical fish keeping community and a Frontosia lover. If you had any Frontosia questions, he was the man you would go to answer. And if you wanted to buy Frontosia, he was the man to go to buy Frontosia. So right now, let's go ahead and give him a moment of silence. I would like to invite all the fish keepers and all the listeners out there to check out the official Facebook fish keeping group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. It's called For the Love of Fish. Every single member on that group loves tropical fish. I see lots of wonderful tropical fish posts and pictures. So I encourage all of my listeners and fish keepers to join the group For the Love of Fish. For the LUV of fish. With that being said, we've reached the end of today's episode. I want to thank you once again for helping Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast reach and crush 20,000 listens. It means a lot to me. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I hope you'll listen to future episodes of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, and I hope you'll become an audience member of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. With that being said, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to finish the show with a wonderful song by an up-and-coming music artist. You're going to love this song. With that being said, thank you for your listen. Enjoy the tropical fish hobby. Feed your fish a good quality diet. And make sure to do your water changes to keep your fish happy and healthy. You've been listening to the 20,000 Listen Special here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Aqua Alice Cardinelli signing off. Thank you, everyone.
When I was younger, I thought I knew what life would be. I got older, it all became a mystery. I used to try so hard to grow up fast, or go way back to how it'd be. As the days went by, I was feeling less alive now.
yeah! Aqua Alex has a new fish keeping group on Facebook for all of you, the wonderful tropical fish keepers, to join, yeah! Well, let me tell you something, brother. This fish group is better than any other fish keeping group out there, dude. On our Facebook fish group, we allow tropical fish sales, brother. Tropical fish pictures, dude. And YouTube videos. And much more. We have over 400 passionate tropical fish keepers, brother. And we want you. Ooh. Aqua Alex invites you to join the official Facebook group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Yeah. After all, it's for the love of fish. Ooh, yeah! Attention, fishomaniacs! The Facebook fish keeping group name is For the Love of Fish. Now, wait a second, dude. Love is not spelled L-O-V-E. Ooh, it's spelled L-U-V. So when you go searching for the group, it's for the L-U-V of fish, brother. Go on Facebook search. Search groups for our group, For the L-U-V of Fish. For quicker access, just go to facebook.com/groups/the L-U-V of Fish/ Yeah. Go join now, brother. So fish keepers, what you gonna do when your love of fish runs wild on you? Ooh. The cream of the crop will always rise to the top. Need a little excitement? Check out For the Love of Fish! Ooh, yeah!